Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, and more on Jazz for the Asking.
Welcome to another edition of Jazz for the Asking. I'm Keith Powell. We begin today's program with something that is not really direct, straightforward jazz, but rather comes from the ragtime era, the late 1800s and the early part of the 20th century. The composition is by American Scott Joplin, who in many ways influenced a lot of the earlier jazz musicians that came after him. In many ways, ragtime is a precursor to jazz. The recording we're going to take a listen to was made by William Balcom. It's from an album release called The Scott Joplin Album. It was recorded in 1988 at the Church of Holy Trinity in New York City. Here he is playing a very well-known Scott Joplin composition, The Entertainer.
Thank you.
composer-pianist William Balcom from the album, the Scott Joplin album, featuring a composition by Scott Joplin himself called The Entertainer. You may recognize that because it was also featured in a well-known movie of the same name. We now move to a band leader who is not really well-known, not as well as his contemporaries from the time, like Harry James, Glenn Miller, and others. His name is Hal McIntyre. This is a recording from 1944 that was made for Armed Forces Radio, Tabby the Cat.
The one. He walks around with a righteous air, because he knows that he ain't no square. He never misses a smart affair. That's Tabby the Cat. He makes the rounds every single night, and let me say it's the strangest sight. He taps his foot when the rhythm's right. That's Tabby the Cat. He's the playboy of the alley, running around doing the town. And cause he calls Hal McIntyre Pally, all the kittens throw their mittens down. He wears a coat that's the cat's meow. He blinks his eyes and he takes a bow, because he knows when to holler, ow! Tabby the Cat.
Hal McIntyre and his orchestra with Tabby the Cat. We now move to the jazz orchestra of the Concertgebouw. The Concertgebouw is a well-known concert hall in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. They also have a baroque quartet and a full symphony. The jazz orchestra, the Concertgebouw, has a big international reputation. They have toured many jazz festivals around the world and have made recordings of some of their concerts at the Concertgebouw. This is a live recording made in 1999. It's conducted by Hank Mutkraft, and it's one of my favorite arrangements from this Billy Strayhorn composition, Upper Manhattan Medical Group. The soloists on this recording are Jess van der Houten on guitar and Ferdinand Polvel on tenor saxophone. ¶¶ The Jazz Orchestra of the Concertgebouw, directed by Hank Mutgart, playing Billy Strayhorn's composition, Upper Manhattan Medical Group. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking. If you wish to contact us, our email address is very simple. It's jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. We now move to the fantastic Abby Lincoln. This is an album called Abby is Blue that was recorded for the Riverside label in 1959. It features Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Wynton Kelly on piano, Phil Wright also on piano because they recorded the album at two different sessions, Les Spann on guitar, Sam Jones on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. Here she is with a beautiful composition, Come Sunday.
Lordy, Lord of love, God Almighty, God above, please. Oh, but we
Abby Lincoln, Come Sunday, from the album Abby is Blue. Beginning in the late 1990s, the early part of 2000, American sound engineer Rudy Van Gelder, who owned the legendary Van Gelder Studios in Eagenwood Cliffs, New Jersey, where many of the classic Blue Note recordings were made, was asked by the label to remaster many of his favorite recordings. They were released under the title The Rudy Van Gelder Edition. They were digitally remastered and remixed for the new medium. And they're an excellent sound document of these legendary sessions featuring some of the biggest names in jazz. One that is one of my personal favorites is the album Leeway from Lee Morgan. It also features Jackie McLean, Bobby Timmons, Paul Chambers, and Art Blakely. It was recorded on April 28th, 1960 at the Van Gelder Studios. And the version that has now been remastered on CD under the Rudy Van Gelder edition, quite different when you listen to it. Sounds just as fresh and as if it was recorded yesterday. The session was produced by Alfred Lyon. Here they are playing a composition by Lee Morgan himself, The Lion and the Wolf. Thank you. trumpeter Lee Morgan from the album Leeway, featuring Jackie McLean on alto sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, and Paul Chambers on bass with Art Blakely from the Jazz Messengers on drums, playing a composition Morgan wrote himself, The Lion and the Wolf. We now go to, probably if not, one of the first racially interacted quartets of the 20th century. That was the Benny Goodman Quartet, that also featured Lionel Hampton on vibes, Gene Krupa on drums, and Teddy Wilson on piano. In the 1930s, they were very successful on record, as well as touring the United States. In the early 1960s, they got together after they hadn't performed for 25 years for a series of concerts and a series of recordings. This one has got to be my favorite. It's called Together Again, the Benny Goodman Quartet, with Four Once More. We'll be right back. Sammy Price on piano, recorded in Paris in 1956 with Boogie Woogie à la Parisienne, one of his own compositions. And before that, the Benny Goodman Quartet with Lionel Hampton, Gene Krupa, and Teddy Wilson, and Four Once More. We now move to an album that was not so popular when it came out. It was called Swing a Song of Basie, featuring songs made popular and composed by Count Basie. It's of Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross, or Dave Lambert, Joe Hendrix, and Annie Ross. And it is a pretty good album, despite the fact that it didn't do well when it originally came out. Here they are with Every Day.
Well, you know, I've had my share. so do it in my happy life. Take everyone day to ruin it.
Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross, from the album Sing a Song of Basie, with Every Day. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Jazz for the Asking. If you wish to contact us, our email address is very simple, jazz@pcjmedia.com. Once again, jazz@pcjmedia.com. You can also listen to this program again, as well as all past editions, by visiting the website where you can download all the programs. The URL is www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. That's www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Parent wishing you well, hoping that you join us again for another edition of Jazz for the Asking very soon. The preceding program has been a production of PCJ Radio International. For more information, check out our website www.pcjmedia.com.